Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again, with the show You Got This, it's a show of DIY do's and don'ts. I'm here with Rosalie Brown. She's zooming in from LA. I'm looking out on my yard in lovely Grass Valley. It's gorgeous here. A little warm, but you know, beats the heat wave we've had the last couple of days. So last weekend.
Yeah, what's warm for you right now? What is it?
It's 88 now, and we got a high 90. So it's not terrible. 90s are fine.
90s low are 90s. Beautiful. 90s yeah. are doable. Yeah.
Once in the high 90s, in the triple digits, yeah, it's a little hard to be outside doing much. Yeah.
God, no kidding. I know.
That's yeah, just and it's been a little hard on our staff. I know I had a lot of really not exactly happy folks that are working with me right now because they've been in the heat and they're tired and it's been incredibly busy. And yeah, and we've had a few people that aren't quite let's just say, you know, we're dealing with the public and we're a service provider. So some people are feeling the heat and a little grumpy as well and not realizing, yeah, we're doing the best we can with the situation that we're in with the staffing. Like, I'm just going to go there. I know we're on radio, but I'm just going to go there because it has been kind of crazy that everybody that I've talked to, including my insurance agent, said we're understaffed, including the radio station that we're on right now. We're understaffed. Including my plumbing department, where we've always been understaffed because it's really difficult, or plumbing, heating, electrical, it's always really difficult to find trained technicians. We've just been trying to find a person to answer the phones, and that has been incredibly difficult. Even just trying to find somebody that, for a seemingly simple job, not a lot of experience, somebody that A, doesn't live in their car, and B, can actually get to work, has been really hard. So anyway, that's off my chest. It's been a little crazy. The heat's been a little rough. So yeah. And our HVAC department is running wild, doing the best they can. And all my staff is doing the best they can.
Well, I want to shout out to somebody in particular. I won't say her name on your HVAC staff, but it was interesting to see like her having this big life event and doing a move right in the middle of the heat wave. And then the new home she moved into, the AC went out. And of course, you know, everyone is like,
first day.
Right.
First
and day. Everyone's joking with her going, well, you know, someone who works on AC. And it's like, you know what, even though she could try to pull a fast one and get at the top of the list, she's not doing that. So she's suffering as well as a client trying to get, you know, through the schedule. So
she's in line with everybody else. Cause it's been hectic is an understatement. It's been really, 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 really crazy with this heat. And yeah, I feel for everybody that is without AC or having AC issues. But yeah, everybody's doing the best they can. And I know everybody, all my friendly competitors have said the same thing. It's just been an incredibly difficult year just because of the demand, so high demand. And then we hit these really incredibly warm days earlier in the season than what we normally do. So it's been a little nuts. It's been a little crazy.
You have a staffing deficit. That's what I would call it.
A staffing deficit. Yeah. And we're not the only ones. I mean, literally everybody I talked to got my haircut. We're having staffing issues. Mm-hmm. Restaurants having staffing issues. Insurance mm-hmm. agents, radio staffing issues. It's an interesting time to be alive right now. But I did read something very interesting this morning. Just be glad that, you know, we've made it through it for the most part. You know, those of us that are here, we have to be grateful for the fact that, you know, we made it through a pandemic.
And, right. I mean, and we're still making it through, but
we're still making it through it. You know, we actually were alive. So that's fantastic. So anyway,
well, speaking of that, okay. So on the positive,
sorry, I don't know where we're going with this show. I apologize to the listeners, but it's been a little crazy the last couple of weeks. So yeah, I guess I'm getting off my chest in a public forum.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. So speaking of like good, like, you know, life coming back to normal ish, whatever. So I took the kid, you know, the adult kid, 19, still going to be a kid to me for the rest of her life. Probably. Oh, yeah. like forever.
Your 28 year old kid's still a kid to you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like it's never going to change. So it took the 19 year old to get shot number two. So I'm kind of waiting today. I'm working, but I'm also kind of like got my ear open, like how we doing? Because you know that second shot hits everybody differently. So But she's on her path to like getting more independence, and she set up the appointment. She wanted to do it. She wanted to kind of make sure that she could start to step into life a little bit. And so fantastic. So we're
how's she doing the first one?
No problem. It was
she should be good.
Yeah, yeah, she had the, you know, you have the sore arm, but you know, people say things too. Like when the pharmacist said it to me, I was just like, you don't even understand. I have so much general malaise going through my body at all times that unless it's like a truck hitting me in the face, I'm not going to notice. A little pain in the arm. Oh, okay. All you know what I'm going to think? I'm going to think that the pain that usually exists between my shoulder blades has migrated. That's all I'm going to think. Right. So it's going to take a lot for me to really feel anything. Right. So I was fine. I'm hoping.
And vaccines sometimes have issues, right? Like I know I just scheduled my, I'm over 50, so I'm getting my shingles shot, and that affects some people pretty aggressively as well. So it's, you know, I'm getting to look forward to that. Hopefully I won't have any side effects, but you never know, right? You never know. So yeah, but
it's just one more. It just went, you know, I look at it like this, Andrew, there's always good stuff. There's always challenging stuff. You just got to try to like, you know, just do what you can to get through this little piece of it. I don't plan too far in the future about anything. I just kind of roll with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And see the problems as opportunities. I'm really working on that. Right. Really, and embracing the chaos right now. Just embrace it. Cause
that's one thing I will say about you. You do that pretty well. Every once in a while, one of us has to talk you down. But you get there. So it's kind of fun to be on your journey, Frodo.
I speaking of chaos, I guess I'm gonna announce this here on this forum because it's gonna happen by the time this airs. Actually, it will be a week after, but in any event, we're actually expanding our company. We've just taken on another business down in Auburn, Jeffco Plumbing, and we are closing on that next week. So we'll be taking on his staff and having a whole, we already service down there, but we'll have a much better footprint in the Auburn area and the Placer and Sacramento area. So really looking forward to that. But yeah, that's been a little chaotic. That's a little crazy. But yeah, so we'll be able to service all our customers a little bit better. We actually managed to get some employees. So I'm kind of excited about that because staffing has been an issue. So we're getting four people from his company, which I'm really excited about. And they're solid guys and women. So really,
that's great. Things are good. That's great. Things so you're expanding. That's one thing about ABT, always expanding. I mean, I'm telling you, since I've known you, it's always grow. And that's really cool in a small market, you know, and in a relatively small market. And not to take anything away from Placer and Grass Valley and Nevada County. I mean, it's all pretty cool, but it's not easy to be kind of family founded and run company and make it through all these challenges. And you had the, you know, issues with the economy and issues with like, you know, supply chains and just so many things. And yet here you are. So I think that's
pretty great. We're still growing. Yeah. And we're still, we'll be leaving the Grass Valley office open. So, you know, for my local folks, do not worry. We're not leaving the market. We're actually going to stay in the market. We're just expanding and having another satellite office down the hill so we can service that area a little bit better. Exciting times. Yeah. I mean, 20 years ago, I started out of the garage with just me in a truck and an answering service and my wife doing the books. She still does the books.
I was going to say, wait a minute. She didn't get to retire.
No. And we've got how many people now? We've got 23 people now. So yeah, it's we're growing fast.
That's amazing. See, you looped us right back around to something positive. So you came out of your little, you did it. You took this conversation from here to there.
Opportunity. Embrace the chaos. So anyway, yeah, we should talk a little bit about what most people come here for, not to listen to us jabber on about our lives, but to actually get some DIY tips. And one of the things we wanted to talk about is electrical safety. It's one of those topics that I'm always a little hesitant to talk about because I'm going to preface it, everything with electricity can kill you. It is very dangerous to work on. This is purely for entertainment. You know, just do that. do not take what we say and go out and try it and then come back and say, well, Andrew said, because it is something that can, I have not known somebody personally, but I do, my father had a friend that died from working on electrical inside of somebody's home. It was a horrific story. They didn't find him for days. He was there on the job site by himself. So okay. It can take you out. So please be careful when you're working on electrical systems. So a couple of things you want to look for safe. So a couple of things you want to look at your electrical system that may be having some issues.
Okay, let's put the pin real quick. Let me segue this a little better.
I appreciate that. So, yeah,
okay. You went from like things are good to like gloom and doom, kill yourself. Okay, right. So let's dial it back. Okay. So one of the things that Andrew and I talk about monthly actually is like, okay, so what kind of like specials or services or what's something that we can add to the experience of people that live in our service area? And so when we were talking, one of the things that you came up with was, you know what, something that gets overlooked quite often are safety issues around like electrical panels and just, you know, people that have older homes, right? I've had an older home and lived in older homes. And so, you know, we tend to kind of go, well, that's kind of always been like that, right? So one of the things that kind of preface this topic, okay, so we'll close out the show with it as well. But one of the things that prefaced this discussion was that you were like, hey, what if we did a cool safety inspection, you know, and we'll have an offer we talk about a little bit later maybe, but what if we were kind of talking about safety inspections? And so I don't know that today is about like how you can fix these things as much as, because we want to encourage you to have a professional come in. Okay. But here's some things that you really should be aware of, or some things that might have additional causes or possible outcomes you hadn't thought about. Electricity is something that scares most of us. And I know for me,
for a good reason.
Yeah. I know for me, like I just put up with stuff. Like when something shorts out, this is a bad habit I have. Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll get to that, or I'll call the landlord or whatever. And so I just want to bring that around. Like, we're not just kind of randomly going, this will kill you. There was a point to this. So,
right.
Okay. Now that I've done that. Okay.
Continue. I appreciate that, because that is one of those things. Yeah. I was squirreling. So, and I got a little dark there for a minute. So, so yeah, perfect. That's a great preface, because this is not going to be so much how to fix the stuff. It's going to be what you want to look for. So a couple of things you really want to be aware of is, you know, are your lights flickering? Lights flickering, if it's a compact fluorescent light, it could just be a compact fluorescent. It could just be a light bulb. Even a fluorescent light, it could just be a light bulb. But if you replace the light bulb and it's still flickering, there's a good chance you got a loose connection somewhere. One of the issues that we have with loose connections is electricity has this ability to jump through air like lightning, if you can kind of picture lightning. And that's literally what happens on a micro level, on a small level between these wires. You can literally have, if you have a loose connection, you can have what's called arcing, right? It's literally arcing. Arcing's bad. Electricity jumping through the air is bad. It's really hot. It will catch things on fire. So if your lights are flickering, you really want to, or they dim and kind of get bright, dark again and bright again, really have that checked out. It could be a serious issue. This is good. Cause yeah, I've found pipes that have done this. When you touch an electrical appliance or metal enclosed device, you notice a little tingling feeling. I've worked on
that would freak me out immediately. That I would not wait on.
As a plumber, I've worked on more than one home where I touched the plumbing and it was electrified.
The plumbing was electrified.
The plumbing. Yeah.
Wow.
And okay. It will go through the entire system if you have metal pipes. It doesn't happen a lot up here in Grass Valley or in Nevada County, because most of the drains are plastic. But in an older home, when you had metal drains, steel drains, cast iron drains, it could happen. In San Francisco, most of the drains I was dealing with were metal. And it can be literally electrified. That's another issue you definitely want to have a professional take a look at, because you got a short somewhere and it's jumping and it's electrifying something, and now all of a sudden it's turning you into ground. So you definitely, if you get a little tingly feeling, definitely have that looked at, because again, electricity kills. It's dangerous. Yeah, it could be bad. This one you see often, and I've seen it in clients' homes, and we try to bring it to people's attention. Wall outlets are discolored, warm, or spark when used. Sometimes I've seen outlets where you have a little black mark up
the wall. I've seen this too.
Again, arcing. It has the potential for catching your house on fire. Yeah. One of those things you definitely want to have addressed sooner rather than later. It is one of those things, like you said, it's been like that for a long time. It's a little black smoke going up there. It's no big deal. It isn't a big deal until it is, right?
I think to be fair, if I saw the black mark, that I would act on quickly. If I touched something and it was like tingly, that I would act on. I have to admit, I have more than once had, in fact, the place I lived down by the ocean, when we would run the dryer, the lights would flicker, not all the time, but like flicker a little bit. And
I'm glad you said that, because that is different.
Yeah. And I always thought like, oh, I don't know how I feel about that. But I didn't actually do anything about it. It didn't burn down. But now I'm thinking, oh, maybe I should have looked into that.
That is something different. So that is an overload on the system. Okay. That's on that. An appliance that's coming on that's drawing so many amps that it dims the other lights.
Okay.
It's a problem because you're trying to pull too much power through the system. And there's too much resistance on the system to actually give the power. When you have resistance, you have heat. A resistance coil is what a toaster is made out of. It is slowing those electrons down and forming heat. You're doing the same thing with your wiring when you do that. So it should have a dedicated circuit for that appliance so that the lights don't dim, and it should be appropriately sized with the appropriate breaker on it so that it can handle that load so it doesn't get warm. So. Yeah, not arcing. That's good. I like that.
But I'm making a little note here to call said former landlord, because now I'm like, oh, I should have mentioned that. I might want to tell.
Well, and again, it's one of those things. You're like, let's live with it.
Right. I don't do laundry all that often. You know, like so. I mean, okay.
Everybody's lights flicker a little bit.
Well, I know. Okay.
They can, but it's not a good thing. You definitely want to have that addressed. So,
that's fair. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. This is one that happens often. Your circuit breaker repeatedly trips, or you have blown fuses often. Circuit breaker's sole purpose is to break the electrical circuit from feeding that circuit, whatever that circuit is, whether lights or appliance or outlets or whatever. It's a safety device. One of the things that I've seen a lot of people like, oh yeah, my breaker trips a bunch. I just have to go out and trip it. It may be doing a job that it's supposed to be doing. There may be a bigger issue that's occurring there, and it's actually breaking the circuit to keep the house from catching on fire.
Oh.
So if it happens more than once, you should definitely have it looked at. If it happens once, there is a chance that, you know, you short circuited something, an appliance or something like that. You plug something in and it tripped the breaker or something. That's a one-off thing. But if it happens more than once, there probably is something going on in there. They typically don't just go bad. Sometimes they do get old and they will be a little more sensitive. You know, if you've got a 40-year-old house and 40-year-old breakers, they could be getting a little old and a little more sensitive. But don't rely on the idea that I can just go in and reset it. And don't do what we've had some joke pictures on our Facebook and tape that breaker open or wire that breaker open so it doesn't trip anymore, because it's doing its job.
It's supposed
to break the circuit so that people don't get electrocuted and fires don't happen. That's what the purpose of a circuit breaker is. Another one, a burning smell is coming from an area of the house or an appliance. Another really bad one. Again, it's going to be arcing. And I've had people ask me, I get the smell whenever I use this appliance. And yeah.
Stop using an appliance quick.
Stop using an appliance. It's either something in the appliance or it's the wiring behind the wall. You definitely want to have that addressed. Another one that you want to have addressed soon is if you turn your lights on and off and you hear a little sparking, like popcorn noise in the background, that's arcing. Again,
that sounds scary.
It's electrons jumping through air causing that sizzling noise. That switch should be replaced because it has the potential for igniting the house. anything can get in there and ignite. So those are some of the quickie things that you definitely want to check. And yeah, it's a little bit of a scary show that we're talking about all this stuff. I don't want to freak people out, but at the same time, I kind of want to freak people out. And you probably know who you are out there. Because, you know, as much as this is for entertainment, it's also for safety. I want to make sure that y'all are safe and we make sure that, you know, houses don't burn down. Because we've actually, we had an estimate long ago for a Zinsco panel. I'll get into that a little bit in a second here. For our house, whose neighbor's house literally burnt down because of a Zinsco panel. So what is a Zinsco panel? Zinsco is a manufacturer that was very prominent in the 70s and 80s. And there's a lot of them up here in Nevada County because there's a lot of our homes were built around that time. One of the things you can tell if you have a Zinsco panel is usually there's a name on it. Most manufacturers, if they have something that they're proud of, they're going to put their name on, right? Most electrical panels have a name. And Zinsco is spelled Z-I-N-S-C-O. The other thing, another way to tell us, you know, if the panel stickers come off or whatever, is they have this very specific colored breakers. They're typically red, blue, and green, sometimes white. So, which is most like everybody, all the other manufacturers, Square D, Brian, all those guys, it's usually just black. So they have these colored circuit breakers. Why is a Zinsco panel bad? Well, there was most Zinsco panels that are still around, they were like 40 years old. So they're bad, but there were actually some class action lawsuits against these devices because they were arcing and causing fires when they were new. And they haven't gotten better with age. They were bad when they were manufactured and they've gotten worse. You can still buy breakers used. And I've talked to some electricians that still do that. We won't do that. If you got a Zinsco panel, we're getting rid of it because we don't want the liability. We don't want your house burning down. They are an extreme fire risk. At the very least, if you do have a Zinsco panel, have a skilled electrician do an inspection on it. Because we're going to go through and make sure everything's working the way it's supposed to. We're going to make sure there's no discolorations. We've seen breakers that literally have brown singe on them where it's been arcing at the bus bar. They're just dangerous. And there's a ton of them up here. I'm just kind of reading this because I'm trying to make sure I'm not forgetting anything. In the 70s, the manufacturer of Zinsco panels came to the stop. Sylvania then bought them. Blah, blah. If you do have a Zinsco panel, have us come out and look at it, please. Or another electrician, have them looked at. We want to get rid of these things because they're scary. And yeah, sorry, the class action lawsuit, the money's gone at this point. It's been too long. But you definitely want to take care of those. So hopefully that kind of helps you guys kind of see what you're up against in terms of electrical issues. So what do we have to offer? So one of the things that we've decided, Rosalie and I were working on this piece and came up with a pretty cool offer of going out and doing a full safety inspection of your electrical system for $99. So we'll come in and check the breakers, we'll check the outlets, we'll check the switches, we'll check the lighting, we'll check and make sure the system's grounded. We're going to go through and make sure everything is working the way that it was supposed to when it was originally installed. So now to the end of this month, we'll come out for $99. Give us a call. And I didn't write down our phone number again.
I can tell you. You can call 530-230-9092. 3JBT.
It is.
Okay.
The number again?
It's 530-230-9092. Okay. And we want to get you booked for this electrical inspection quick, because as everything expands, and I mean, we want to get you on the schedule, not to scare you, but just get on there to get some peace of mind, get your get your stuff looked at. It's $99. It's usually $250. Doing this to the end of July. And that's kind of why we went with this electrifying topic today. We wanted to make sure we push this out.
So if your house hasn't been inspected in the last couple of years, have it inspected. Especially if it's 40 years or older, definitely take a look at it. So again, you can reach us on the phone. You can find us on the web at Easy as ABT. You can find us on Facebook. And with that, that is our show. We'll catch you guys next week. And thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.